This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on Cinco de Mayo on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday night, the time is right for trivia. 3 big hours of it. I've got a question to throw out, and I'll be honest, I can't remember if there was a straggler. I think there might have been, but I can't remember what it was. So we're going to start with a new question. If you remember a straggler and give me the question, we'll be happy to add it to the list. We've also got a bumper stumper theme and 11 songs you've never heard before in your life. Okay, not entirely true. Some of them are actually Chicago records. All right, but that has nothing to do with the theme, I assure you. Okay, so here we go. 14% of men in America who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Never do what? 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. All right, so there you have it. Now, obviously you don't know any of the bumpers yet. I haven't played any. And you probably don't have a clue about my question, though if you do, by all means, call. However, everybody knows something about something. We prove that every week, in fact, because you can have your own category and sky is the limit. Whatever it is in which you excel, that's the category to request, and we'll give you a question. And we'll kick it off with Billy Bob in Bourbonnais. How's it going?
Fine. The number 32 caller.
All right. Very good.
Number 30, second time. Hey, the straggler, I think last week was the question was, because they were considered worthless, what did Albert Einstein never do? Was that the question?
I have no idea. That doesn't even sound vaguely familiar.
Well, that would give some of the, maybe your listeners can chew on that.
All right, yeah. I don't know. That if I asked that, I must have been absent entirely while I was doing that show, but okay.
Maybe I was listening to something else.
Maybe.
And then, now, here's a kind of toughy one. There was a single solo singer in the 60s, and I can remember the kind of the lyrics, but not the artist, but it was like, oh me, oh my, I'm a fool for you, baby.
Oh, sure.
Who did that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And there was smoke coming from a bottle from a genie on the table or something.
It was a female. Lulu did it. Oh me, oh my.
I remember her.
Yeah, in 1969. Yeah, oh me, oh my, I'm a fool for your baby. That's the actual title.
If you don't care for that, you don't have to, but if you would, I'd like you to play that for me.
Okay, let's write you down here, so I'll remember you requested it, since I'm bad at that. Oh me, oh my, okay, you got it.
And then I got a question on advertinies.
All right, you want a very easy slogan?
Well, because I can't, ain't won one yet on them.
Oh, I thought you did last week, but all right. All right.
Maybe I did.
Yeah, I think you did. John keeps track of that. Okay, so here we go. Very easy. let blank put you in the driver's seat.
Oh, that hurts.
Of course it hurts. You betcha.
I got it. Well, at least I finally won a blue ribbon in this category.
Yeah, there you have it. All right.
All right. Thank
Hang
you,
on.
Dear.
Don't go away. We'll confirm that address and we'll get Lulu on this week, I promise. All right. So, 888-876-5593. Monday Night Trivia. Let's put Billy Bob on hold and try not to lose him. There we go. Success. We're going to ask a Beatles question of Barry. As Lisa in Dundee wants Oscar trivia, and she's got a request as well. Well, let's start with that, actually. So, Lisa in Dundee, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. And, you know, there was a straggler from last week.
What was it?
You know, I don't know exactly, but it was something about people doing this 10 times a minute or something.
Oh, okay. All right.
Remember?
Yes, I do remember that. If we do this at all, and 40% of us have done it at one time or another, we do it on average 10 times a minute. What? Well, we'll put that out there. Very good. I'm glad you mentioned it. I looked at one question kind of askance, thinking that was it, but that wasn't the question. So I don't know if the one I was looking at is one we've already answered or not. But nonetheless, so now we have two at play. 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Do what? And if we do it at all, 40% of us have done it at one time or another. We do it on average 10 times a minute. Do what? All right. Very good. Two questions. Thank you. Thank you. Excellent.
You're quite welcome.
All right.
Now, do you want my song request first?
Yes, absolutely. First, let me write down your name, because I'm very bad at that. I write down the songs, and then I don't remember who because of. Okay, what we got?
Okay, well, if you want to play it only, I would like to hear Johnny Cash sing Tennessee Flat Top Box.
Okay. That's not one we get requests for. All right.
No.
All right. Good
I
enough.
I love the guitar work in that song.
All right. Wonder who did it.
He did it.
Well,
the guitar work, that I don't know.
Yeah, right.
It sounds like it's too, you know, he wrote it and he sings it.
Yeah, but
it was. But then there's somebody else. Because I know his daughter redid it 2 years later.
Yeah.
And that's a really good version, too. And I can't remember who plays the guitar with.
Randy Scruggs played acoustic guitar on it.
On Johnny's?
Well, it's
version.
Yeah, let's make sure that's right. Yes, I would assume it was Johnny, but it could have been. Roseanne did the cover, obviously. Okay, Randy did it on the cover. All right, so then we now have to find out who did it on the original. And it was released as a single in 1961, so Randy was alive, but probably not doing any studio work yet. Who played guitar on the original? Now I want to know, and I'll find it even if I have to go back to the Musicians Union records.
Okay, well, if you could play that, I would greatly appreciate it.
All right, you got it. And I'm going to write down who played guitar. All right.
And do we still have some Oscar trivia?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Why not? All right, so let's see what we can ask you here. Oh, I don't even know what this is, all right, so.
Okay.
What is the only Studio Ghibli, that's Ghibli, movie to win Best Animated Feature Award?
Well, I have no idea what that is either.
Yeah, Studio Ghibli. That must have been the producer. I got to look that up too, of course, right? I've never heard of it myself. Let's see what we can find out. Studio Ghibli is a renowned Japanese animation studio founded in 1985 by Miyazaki and Takahata and a producer Suzuki, known for.
And they won an Oscar for best.
Yes,
animated.
Yes, they did. They've done many things like Princess Mononoke, never heard of it, or My Neighbor Totoro. But this one won, actually, an Oscar. So now I have to look it up to tell you something about the movie so I can give you a clue, since I might as well be speaking Swahili. All right, so let's see. An Academy Award, huh? All right, well, let's see. All right. Yes. Well, I obviously it's animation. So
right.
Miyazaki directed it, and Suzuki produced it.
Was it Coraline?
No. But give me another one. All right, I'll give you a plot line. During her family's move to the suburbs, a sullen 10-year-old girl wanders into a world ruled by gods, witches, and spirits, where humans or something or other.
Yeah, I know of the movie. I've never seen it, and I can't think of the name of it.
The drawing kind of looks like Coraline, but what do I know? Oh, Suzanne Pleshette was one of the voiceover people in it.
Oh. I'm just trying to think
of... Oh, John says, can I have a guess? Yes.
He knew.
Spirited Away. Okay,
oh,
yes.
Spirited Away.
Absolutely right. Spirited Away. He knew right away. All right. Didn't even need the clues. Well, there you go.
Boy, he's a smarty.
Well, no, he just knows about animation and comics
and stuff.
See. Yeah.
Well, I will try again next week.
All right, and I'm looking forward to it. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Raleigh.
Right. Yeah.
Bye.
And he is a smarty, there's no doubt about that. But when it comes to anything comic book or animation related, he aces it. It's just that simple. So 888-876-5593. We'll get some requests from Jack in St. Charles. We'll get a trivia guest, all right, from Bill in Wisconsin. James wants World War II, and Barry wants his Beatles. There's a line available for you if you want it. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. James, and 1965 for this, and I must admit, it is a remake, obviously, Harvey and Edo, but this was the first version I knew, and it wasn't several years before I heard the Harvey and Edo and understood it was actually better. But man, when this came out, I just thought it was a terrific record. So who are they? And I don't expect you to know the theme as yet, but maybe you know the artist. We shall see. All right, so we are working with two questions now. If we do this at all, and 40% of us have done it at one time or another, we do it on average 10 times a minute. Do what? That was a straggler. But I didn't realize it until I was just informed. That's right. Absolutely. Lisa and Dundee told me. But my question, so you got two we're working on. 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Do what? All right, so we're going to get a guess on that, I do believe, with Bill in Wisconsin. So, Bill, welcome to WGN Radio.
How are you tonight?
All right, how about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
Just relaxing.
Good.
Yeah, enjoying your show.
Thank you. So what do you think?
I guess, I think they never get married.
I love that answer. Nope, it's not right.
No.
But that makes so much sense, and it's well thought out and everything. No, this answer is one of these bizarro out there things.
Oh, okay.
but I'm so glad you called. If you think of something else off the wall, call me back.
All righty, I'll do that.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, so, never married. That makes sense. You know, absolutely, it's just not right is the only thing wrong with it. All right, Barry in New Hampshire wants his Beatles. So hello, Barry. How are you?
Hey, Raleigh.
All right, so we've switched back to the Beatles this week.
And we have.
Believe it or not, in 2012, a Beatles song became public domain in Europe. What was it?
A Beatles song.
Yeah. Yeah, public domain in Europe in 2012.
Love Me Do?
Yes, absolutely right.
Oh, really?
That's right. Their first single in 1962, 2012, became public domain in Europe.
Wow.
Yeah, and I haven't bothered to do the research on that. The first thing I thought is, well, that's 50 years later. Maybe there's a deal where after 50 years it's public domain in Europe. And then I thought, no, that would be half the catalog, for God's sakes, at the time. So it's not that. I don't know. Maybe somebody forgot to renew. I have no idea. But you're a winner.
Oh, wow. The other thing I want to say, I hope that Fran gets her feet checked out. Someone to listen to her.
Yes, absolutely.
Because she always has like a smile. She has such a, when she talks, she has like a smile in her voice. And
yeah,
to see her sad like that, it just breaks my heart.
Yeah. We'll put the word out to the universe. She did talk to the doctor again, who kind of blew her off again. So hopefully there is someone in the future who will, in the near future, who will actually listen. All right, hang on, you're a winner. Don't go away. All right, so...
All right, thanks for having me.
888-876-5593. There is one and only one line available. Let me put Barry on hold to confirm that address. Jack in St. Charles has some requests, I do believe. So, Jack, what is it you want to hear?
Well, the Fireballs with Bottle of Wine.
Okay. Fruit of the Vine. Okay.
Yeah. When are you going to let me get sober?
Leave me alone. Let me go home. Let me go home and get it over. Rambling around this dirty old town. Okay.
Right. Yeah, not too many people even know there's Kingston Trio anymore. Fireballs.
Yes. Well, Jimmy Gilmore, I think, is still with us, but I'm not 100% certain. All right, what else?
And then the other tune is Scotch and Soda, Kingston Trio.
Oh, okay. Okay. You've got it. All right, we'll do it this week.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. So, fine choices. All right, so 888-876-5593. Oh, we're going to get to James. Let's see if James is going to take a guess on this. I've got a World War II question for him, though. But so, James, welcome back to WGN Radio.
How are you? Thank you for taking my call. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm here, and glad of it. Glad to be distracting myself playing trivia. So I assume you want to take some guesses on our questions. You usually do.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to take on the one involving the wealthy one.
Okay. All right. 14% of people making over $100,000 a year never do this. Never.
Okay. They never have children.
Nope.
Okay. They don't set up an estate plan.
Nope.
Yeah, I was hoping that wasn't the case.
Yeah, I know. There are some famous stories though.
Yeah. They don't leave it to a human.
Nope. But that's three. Got three more to go.
Okay,
they never do this. So they didn't give it up because they never did it.
Okay, I'm going to say they don't They don't. Okay.
All right. I'm going to give you 5 minutes to think of three more, and we'll come back right after the news, and then I will ask you your World War II question. Don't go away. All right. So James will come up with three more answers because he loves to do that. Then we got Jim in Richmond, Big Bang TV trivia. We got that as well. We got two questions that I'll review again momentarily, and another bumper stumper right after the news, right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Robbie James. Okay, so there's your second bumper stumper, and that was a hit, well, of sorts. So maybe you'll know who that is. And I don't know, with the first one in this, would a theme become apparent? I guess we'll see. All right, so 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Never do what? We also have our straggler that Lisa told me about. She's absolutely right. If we do this at all, and 40% of us do it, at one time or another, we do it on average 10 times a minute. Do what? All right, 888-876-5593. Now, we're back to James, almost South Side, who has three more guesses on our 14% of men who earn over $100,000 never do this. So, all right, James, never do what? Three guesses here.
Okay, they don't name an heir.
Next.
Okay, they don't buy real estate.
Next. One more. Big finish.
I'm drawing a blank.
All right. Well, that's
it.
All right. You'll call back. I know. All right. So
okay. And I'm going to take one guess at the other one.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. So 40% of us have done it at one time or another. But for those of us doing it, we do it 10 times a minute. Do what?
Oh, bite our fingernails.
No. Oh, that's interesting. No. All right.
Okay.
So let's talk about the European theater here, where the situation was dramatic. The Nazis knew that things were falling apart. They lost most of their best troops in battle on the Eastern Front, especially in the brutal siege at Stalingrad. Besides that, morale was at an all-time low, with more and more German citizens becoming disillusioned with the Nazi regime. Hitler was no longer the handsome, stylish man in Hugo Boss, surrounded by fawning crowds while making compelling speeches. Now, even to the most patriotic Germans, he was an increasingly dangerous madman who would send them to their deaths at any moment. Now, this reached its peak in October 1944, when a militia group was announced. It was part of the propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels' plan for total war, but he was the only person excited about it. What was the militia group called?
The
give up. It is the Volkssturm.
Okay, yeah.
And the Volkssturm.
I forgot about the that part of it. I should have said Volks because guess what? Everything except people is always with Volks.
That's right. That's right. Like Volkswagen, the people's car. Yes, well, this is Volkssturm. And it demanded that every man between the age of 16 and 60 take up arms and fight to the death. Yeah, well.
Yeah, which came up with one of the most interesting weapons of World War II, the Panzerfaust.
Uh-huh.
Which was a thing that basically for against tanks. Only problem, I mean, it was effective against certain types of tanks. The only problem is you usually only had a couple of these.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be a problem. All right.
I will take a couple more guesses at the your straggler, right quick.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to say pick the nose.
Nope. Thank God.
Yeah, I'm glad that one isn't. Mm. Okay, I'm going to say I'm going to say 10 times a minute.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I would say check the email, but I think most people do that too much anyway.
Well,
it's more than 10.
Yeah, not 10 times a minute anyway.
Okay, I'm going to say check themselves in the mirror.
Nope.
Okay, you're going to say they go and see if they have forgotten something.
Nope.
Okay, well that's it. But I do have a request.
All righty.
Okay, I'm going to say, Johnny Cash, don't take your guns to town.
Okay, all right. Let me write down your name beside it so I'll know who requested it. Okay, don't take
And it's a great song.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
It is. All right, you betcha. All right, thanks.
Okay, I'll call back.
I'm counting on it. All right, so 888-876-5593. Monday Night Trivia. Oh, yeah, I should say... But by now you probably know this. But just in case you're listening on Friday, it's a replay. We're live on Monday night from 10 to 1 Central playing trivia. So call on Monday nights. That's when we want to hear from you. All right, so Brian is in Joliet. Brian, welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, Brian?
I'm hanging in there. I hope you're doing well, Raleigh. And may I make a request first?
All right. What you want?
Marvin Gaye. I believe the name of the song is You.
Really? Okay. I'll look for it.
Thank you.
It doesn't come to mind, but that doesn't mean it isn't there. All right.
I think you'll find it.
Yeah, probably right on this computer. That's what's embarrassing, yes. All right. So now we're going to do charts, are we?
Yes. May 5th, 1966, please.
Okay, sure, why not? That's 1966, a questionable year, but all right. Let's see here. Oh, here we go. We have May. We have achieved May, 1966. All right. So, number one, Monday, Monday.
Mamas and the Papas.
Number two, Good Lovin'.
The Rascals.
Yes, yes, a remake of the Olympics. Yes, the Young Rascals. Number three, Sloop John B.
The Beach Boys.
Number four, You're My Soul and Inspiration.
The Righteous Brothers.
Number five, Kix.
Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yes, number six, Secret Agent Man.
Johnny Rivers.
Number seven, Rainy Day Women, number 12 and 35.
Bob Dylan.
Number eight, Bang Bang.
Sonny and Cher.
Well, just Cher, but that's fine. Number nine, Leaning on the Lamppost.
Leaning on a Lamppost. On the Lamppost?
Yes, yes. Mickey Most produced it. It was on MGM. That should tell you everything.
Could I hear a little?
You really want to hear this? Okay, well, I was afraid you might want to. All right, sure.
Yeah, that won't really...
Oh, you know it. You know it. And you'll recognize his voice right away. I can see why you would turn off the radio, but just in case, it was obviously a top 10 record. And painful, actually, absolutely painful. Here we go.
I'm leaning on the lamp. Maybe
Herman,
you think.
Herman.
Yes, exactly. That's right. Peter Blair, Dennis Bernard Noon on lead. All right, so let's see. That would be leaning on the lamppost. Number 10. 10, 10, 10. Gloria. Now, this is interesting because, as you know, and this is not the old doo-wop Gloria that the Cadillacs and everybody else did. This is Gloria from the mid-60s, but you have two different entities that are doing this song.
Yes, I know.
And I would ask you to think American.
The Shadows of Night?
Absolutely right. You betcha. All right, so we'll stay in the Cleveland area for number 11. Time Won't Let Me. We'll see how far you go. You got them all so far.
Time Won't Let Me. The Outsiders?
Absolutely. Sonny Geraci's group, you betcha. All right, number 12. Here we go again. They had a lot of hits, but obviously I just never heard of any. Try Too Hard.
Try Too Hard. Here again, this is one I'd have to hear.
Oh yeah, no, I'll let you. But you've won anyway. But yeah, it's amazing how many hit records this group had, none of which I seem to remember. Now that I've heard it, I could think of
as a guest would be the Dave Clark Five.
That's exactly what it is. Yes, indeed. Dave Clark Five tried too hard. They certainly did. All right, so let's see what we get after that. Message to Michael.
Oh, Dionne Warwick.
Yes, and number 15. How does that grab you, darling?
Roger Miller?
No, a female. How does that grab you, darling? How does that mess your mind?
Well, I don't want to take up any time from your other callers, but if I heard it, maybe I'd get it. But
Well, we'll let you go out on a high note with hearing a little of it. And this one I actually knew. But all right. Do you need more? It's always the same production. Of course.
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
You came by at 2 o'clock. You should have been by at 10.
That's Nancy Sinatra.
Of course it is. And Lee Hazel would have wrote it, of course, and produced it. All right, yes. How does that grab you, darling? How does that mess your mind? You did very well. You aced them all, so that's all you have to do with the top 10. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay, thank you, Raleigh.
All right, we had ourselves a winner. All right, so we put Brian on hold and try not to lose him either. All right, yeah, they're a success. Amazing. All right, we're going to do our Big Bang Theory. Joan in Waukegan's got some guesses on one of our questions. I don't know which one. And so does Robert in Stickney. You're about to hear another bumper stumper, too, the third one. And there's a definite theme on these. And the third, this record was a relatively... It was sort of a hit. I'll probably qualify it even further, but hopefully you'll recognize it coming up on WGN Radio.
So lonely till I have to cry. I told my mother, father too, I told them just what I was gonna do. If I live one more year, I'm packing my bag, getting away from here.
home only till I have to cry. And I'm not ashamed to tell you that I cry. I want my baby. If you see her, tell her to come on home. Tell her that I love her.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Just a wonderful song, 1962, on Wonderful, actually. Was a Chicago transplant, originally from Mississippi, sadly died in the mid-80s in Chicago Heights. But who is he? And why is he in this theme? 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. So I have thrown out two, inadvertently, trivia questions. 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Do what? And if we do this at all, and 40% of us have done it at one time or another, we do it on average 10 times a minute. Do what? 888-876-5593. Robert and Stickney, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. I have a guest on the straggler question from last week.
Okay.
Would that be when we blink our eyes 10 times a minute?
No, but now remember, 40% of us have done this at one time or another. Let's face it, 100% of us have blinked our eyes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I didn't catch that other one because I just woke up a few minutes ago.
Oh, well that's wonderful. Hopefully it was a lovely nap.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, but it didn't turn out to be a winner, though.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, talk to you later. Thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye now.
All right, so let's see. Oh, we have more, but wait, there's more. All right, and that would be Joan in Waukegan. So, okay, Joan, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello.
How's it going?
I have a guess on the people who make over $100,000 a year.
Okay, and 14% have never done this. Done what? They never do this.
Good financial planning?
No, that's not it. But I love it.
Oh, well.
That's a swell answer. It's just not right.
Okay.
All right, thanks for trying. Do it again.
Sure, bye.
Okay, good deal. So, 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. All right. So what can we do? I'm looking for big bang questions because that's Jim in Richmond, and I want to get one in before the news. So Jim in Richmond, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I have a lot to talk about, but I just wanted first off to say thank you for the person that said seeing AI.
Uh-huh.
It works great.
That's great. That's wonderful. I'm glad you brought this up because I also got an email, and let me find this email now, from somebody who had yet another suggestion. Yeah, here we go. And it's AppleVis, AppleVis, and .com. So AppleVis.com, and I don't know much about it. They're part of the Be My Eyes family, but we have a listener who was kind enough to say, pass this on to Jim, so now I have.
And I haven't gone to Best Buy yet, but that I read a letter on Saturday morning with that app, and it worked great.
Great. Well, this is a real start. Keep going. This is wonderful.
And we have some family tragedy going on right now, and I'd like to talk to you tomorrow about it.
Okay, okay, sure.
And then I have a guess on the 100,000.
Yeah, what do you think?
Mow his own lawn.
Oh, I love that. No, that's not it. That's good, though. I would hope if you're making $100,000 a year, you can have somebody else do it. But yeah. Earlier today, while I was damn near panting trying to vacuum, I realized, you know, I could pay somebody to do this. But then I thought, well, hell no, I'll count this as exercise. So yeah, maybe mowing the lawn counts as exercise as well. All right.
Right.
So
I was just so happy about that app, and then something's going on here that's causing havoc among the siblings, and someone's in the hospital, and tonight's not the night to talk about it.
But we will. We absolutely will. But yes, mm-hmm. I'm thrilled about the app, and I think, I'm not sure, but I think if you try that applevis.com, it may be an aggregator of other things that are available, so it's just something to keep
right.
in mind. Okay.
And I'll have someone help me do that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So what comic haven is the ultimate destination for our favorite gang when they're in the mood for superhero banter and intergalactic adventures? Where do they go?
When they go to Comic-Con.
No, it's actually a commercial location. You can do this.
Oh, that's Stewart's comic book store.
And what's the name of it?
Oh, all I know it is Stewart's comic book store.
Yeah, it's the Comic Center.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, probably.
Yes, please.
Okay, thanks.
I really
appreciate
need to talk.
We will do it. Okay, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Carol is a first-time caller, and she is in Des Plaines. All right, Carol, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you. I have called before, though.
Oh. I also want to say, by the way, I blew a break, and so you're just talking to me now rather than all of Chicago, but as long as that's okay, we'll continue.
Okay, sure. I wanted to take a guess about the $100,000 salary one.
What do you think?
I thought maybe it was that they'd never invested in the stock market.
That's a great answer. It's not right, but I love that answer. I'm of that persuasion myself. If you think of something else, call me back.
Okay, will do.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I always considered it legalized gambling, so not doing it. All right, after the news, and the commercials are on right now, so again, you're listening on the stream. If you're listening on WGN, you're not hearing me. But if you're listening on the stream, we'll get to Karen and Madison and Jack in St. Charles, and we'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio.
I thought you'd never put me down. It was easy for me to cheat and lie, 'cause I thought you'd never say goodbye.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who are they? I also thought that was a great record. And what does it have to do with our theme? Now, what can I tell you about it? Well, I guess Audio Arts was the label. 1966 was the year. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, I've thrown out two questions, but of course, remember, you can have your own category, and sky's the limit on that. Everybody knows something about something. But 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Do what? And if we do this at all, and 40% of us have done it at one time or another, We do one on average 10 times a minute. Do what? 888-876-5593. So there you have it. Now, Anita is in Beloit. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you this evening?
All right. How about yourself?
Not too bad. That was a lovely song. I don't know who it is, but it was a lovely song.
Oh, thanks.
I'm going to guess on both of these trivia questions. The first one is your carryover from last week, and I'm going to say we tap our fingers like on the table. You know how you wrap your fingers?
Oh, that's interesting. That's not right, but it's interesting.
Yeah, because that would be about the amount of time it would take in a minute when you're just kind of like going, yeah, and...
yeah.
Or you're chewing on pencils or writing instruments.
Okay. Not right, but nice guesses.
Oh, okay. Okay, that was it. That was those two.
Okay, well, I like them all. They're just not right.
Yeah, okay. Now we're going to go to the other trivia question for the men who make more than $140,000.
More than $100,000, yeah.
Okay, over $100,000. They never discuss how much they make.
Ooh, that's interesting. That's not right, but maybe it is true.
Okay.
But it's not my answer anyway.
okay. They don't pay debt with credit cards.
Nope.
Okay, like, you know, you don't have any money for the electric bill, you pay it with a credit card.
Yeah.
They don't take cash out with their out of their credit card either.
Uh-huh. Not right.
Okay. Well, that's two. That's three. That's all I have.
Oh, they're swell. They're all swell. They're just not right.
But I know that the one about the money, I'm pretty sure that one's right. They
yeah.
don't talk about how much they make.
Yeah, you're yeah, it wouldn't be a good idea. I would agree with that.
Yeah,
right.
They don't like to talk about how much they make, even with their best buddies.
Yeah.
They just don't.
Well, there you have it. All right, thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate
it. That's all I have.
All right,
good
deal.
You take care. Have a good evening.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, what are we doing here? Does anybody else want... I'm going to do charts with Mark and Aurora, but I'm trying to see if anybody else... Okay, Lewis in Glendale is going to take a guess. All right, Lewis, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi. I have a guess on how many times in a minute, 10 times. I think the answer is blink.
You know, that's a nice answer, but if you were listening to the question, 40% of us have done it at one time or another. Let's face it, when it comes to blinking, 100% of us have done it. If you think of something else, call me back.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so sometimes the preamble to the question will help you from going wrong to some degree. All right, Jack in St. Charles, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, the question about the fellow men who earn $100,000 or more.
Okay, what?
They don't leave tips.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't know if that's right. I hope it's not, but that's not where I'm going with it.
I've known some fairly wealthy people, and I don't recall them leaving, you know, 50 cents for a $35 till.
Wow.
Ticket. So.
Not it. But thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And let's see. Kathy in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you tonight?
All right. How about yourself?
Real good. Thank you. I was just going to take a guess on the $100,000 thing.
Uh-huh.
Could it be they never pick up a bar tab or a dinner tab?
Ooh, that might be true, but that's not it.
That's
interesting, though.
It.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate
it. That's the only thing I've got now.
If you think of something
Thanks.
Else, call
if
me
I
back.
If I think of anything,
appreciate it.
I'll call you back.
Okay,
Thanks.
Good.
Have a good
so,
evening.
You too.
Love you.
All
Bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593. Yeah, I know several people who don't pick up bar tabs who easily could or meals or anything, but that's not it. Mark is in Aurora. So, Mark, welcome back to WGN Radio. How you doing tonight?
Yeah, pretty mellow, pretty happy.
Good. Can't beat that. And we're going to do 1972 charts.
Yes.
All right. So let's see what we can do here. This week in 1972?
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, the first time ever I saw your face.
Roberta Flack.
Number two, I gotcha.
Jotex.
Yes. Number three, betcha by golly wow.
The Stylistics.
Yes. Number four, Rockin' Robin. Obviously a remake.
The Jackson 5.
Yeah, well, Michael, but good enough. All right, number five.
Michael, yeah.
Daydreamin' and I'm Thinking of You.
Daydreamin' and I'm Thinking of You, Aretha Franklin.
Yes, of course. Number five, A Horse with No Name.
America.
Yes. That was number six. Number seven, I'll Take You There.
The Staple Singers.
Very good. Number eight, Doctor My Eyes.
Jackson Brown.
Number nine, Look What You Done For Me. It was on High Records out of Memphis. You can't name anybody else on High Records. I just know it, so you can do this.
Look What You've Done For Me.
Yeah.
No, it's not coming to me.
Well, the only artist I thought you would know was on High.
Could you play it?
Yes, I could. Actually, I'm sure I could. Let's see. All right. All right. Let's see. Yes, here we are. Absolutely, I can. And here we go. Here he is in his glory and splendor.
Al Green.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. And I figured you'd know he was on High. I also figured he'd be the only one you could identify.
Yeah.
All right.
That was the one I never heard in Buffalo.
I'm sure that's right. Although they KB played it. But anyway. Number 10, Back Off Boogaloo.
Ringo.
Yes. Well, you got 100%. Want to see how far you go?
Yeah, let's do it. What the heck?
Number 11, Oh Girl. Chicago
the
record.
Highlight.
Yes. Number 12, Family of Man.
Did you play it?
No, I hope not, but probably. All right, let me see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those I really...
No, it's on the tip of my tongue.
All right. I'm afraid this might be it. Let's see. Yeah.
Oh,
here.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. What? What?
No, go ahead. Play
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, you'll hear it. And
I think I know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Three Dog Night.
Yes, I'm afraid it is Three Dog Night. Okay, very, very good. I'm glad you got it fast. You didn't have to play more of it. Number 13, Vincent.
Don McLean.
Yes. Number 14, Baby Blue.
Badfinger.
Yes. Number 15, In the Rain. It opens...
The Dramatics.
Yes, absolutely. Opens with a soliloquy. Number 16, A Cowboy's Work Is Never Done.
Sonny and Cher.
Yes, I'm afraid so. That was 16. Number 17, all right. This was originally done by a guy named Archie Shibley, but you'd never know that. 1951, thereabouts. But number 17, Hot Rod Lincoln. And so remember...
Commander Cody,
yes,
and his Lost Planet Airmen.
Absolutely. Many versions of that, but in 72 it was Commander Cody. Yeah, all right. Excellent, excellent. Number 18, this first one on the list that I really like. Number 18, Suavecito.
Oh, yeah, Malo.
Right, exactly right.
Santana's, Carlos Santana's brother.
Yes, but he did not sing lead. A lot of people thought he did.
No,
he absolutely
no,
did
he
not.
Didn't.
The guy who sang lead, I think, would be having a birthday this week. Carol was wonderful.
And there's a longer version of that
song. Oh,
yeah,
no,
I simply love.
Yeah, no, there's absolutely. So let's see. Number
19.
Yes, 19, Morning Has Broken.
Cat Stevens with mm-hmm. Rick Wakeman on piano.
Yeah. Number 20, Slippin' Into Darkness.
Could you play it?
Yes. And this is one that I do know, actually. But let's see. And don't really mind it.
Not sure if I do.
Yeah,
we'll
right.
See.
Right, all right, here we go. Slipping into darkness.
Slipping into darkness.
I don't think we ever heard that in Buffalo.
Well, it's an interesting group, and for quite a while, a member of a British group was in it. And of course, they were.
Yeah, it sounds familiar, but I'm not getting it.
Ah, that'd be War.
Oh, it was War.
Yeah.
What do you know about that?
Yeah, it was War, but you did really well. You got 19 of them. I'm very impressed. Very good.
Okay.
All right. Well, you're a winner.
Right.
Hang on. Don't
go away.
Oh, by
the way.
Yes.
By the way, the Jackson Browne song has an interesting background behind it. He composed it after he heard a bouncing hammer on a piano, a hammer that wasn't quite functioning right, you know, ba-dum, 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 and that was what inspired the piano accompaniment for Dr. My Eyes.
How about that? Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Something had to explain it.
A broken piano hammer.
I say something had to explain it. All right, very good. Hang on. Don't go away. All
okay.
Right, so we have a winner with Mark. He did really well on that. So he was paying attention in 1972. When I guarantee you the rest of us weren't. Let's see. I believe, I'm trying to think about that it is time to take care of business. And then we got Herb and Elgin. All right, he's got trivia guests. And we got Karen and Madison. Oh, our medical diseases, you betcha. Christine in Bridgeport has got some guesses. And there's room for you, too, on WGN Radio.
Smile now, cry later. Smile now, cry later for you. My friends tell me could never be wrong to me, so I'll smile for my friends and cry later. I'm gonna
smile for my friends and cry later.
Yeah, smile for my friends and cry later for you, for you. If I didn't love you so, I'll smile for my friends and cry later.
Smile for my friends and cry later.
Yeah, smile for my friends and cry later for you.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? All right, one of my faves, actually. 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. I got a couple of questions. Firstly, by the way, nobody's guessed on any of the bumpers yet, and we have now gone through five of them. They have a very specific theme, timely, too. All right, so we've got another six to go. Now, we got two questions I threw out there by accident. 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Do what? And if we do this at all, and 40% of us have done it at one time or another, we do it on average 10 times a minute. Now, that is a straggler, so I will reveal that at the end of the night if we don't have a winner. But the other one, the 14% of $100,000 a year male earners, that will hold over to next week if you don't get it, because it's not yet a straggler. We just threw it out tonight. So that's our deal. But when you don't know my bumper stumpers and you have no idea about the questions I'm asking, you can have your own category. We prove that all the time. Karen is in Madison. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Karen.
Hi. Thank you for playing Sergio Mendez last week for me.
Oh, my pleasure. You got anything you want me to play this week?
No.
Okay.
I'll just try. Can I? I picked medical, but can I just try the two? Just one try for each one.
Oh, sure, and you can try medical after that. That's fine. Try.
Yeah. If the straggler. How about sneezing for people that have allergies? 40%, and then they would be sneezing a lot.
Not yes, but no. It's not. It's a nice answer. It's just not right.
And the other one, how about they don't golf?
Oh, I love that. That's not right either, but that's great.
Oh, okay. Well,
let's get to medical.
Yeah,
all right. All right. We all hear about universal red cell donors, and we know what blood type that would be. But what blood type is the universal plasma donor?
A positive. I know this stuff, and I can't remember it right now. But I am one. But that doesn't help you.
The universal plasma donor.
The universe, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether it's positive or negative. But what's the blood type?
I'm going to say O.
AB.
I learned all that, and I don't remember it.
Yeah, it's the opposite. Plasma and red cell are the opposite.
Oh,
so universal
now
red,
I learned.
Universal red cell donors are O negative. So universal
now
plasma. And there's more universal plasma donors that are AB positive, but AB negative blood can work for
AB,
for,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Rarest
good.
Blood type there is. All right.
Can I say something real fast? And then just in case I could do it tomorrow, I know Jim's on here right now.
Yes.
Listening. On Fridays on the afternoon, WGN does something about the bright side. And I was listening, and Jim called in, and I heard it. And you were his bright side.
Aww.
And the funny part, and they even then commented about how nice that was. But then I called in, because I was going to make Jim my bright side.
Ah, that's great.
But it was the end, so I just wanted him to know people do care.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
And I'll let you go.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right. So how nice. 888-876-5593. Let's check out the news and get back to it on WGN Radio.
I know I just can't help myself, girl. I just can't let you go. Everyone knows I've been trying to get you back, and I'm not lying, baby,
baby.
Oh, baby,
baby.
I want you back.
I want you back.
Girl, I need you, baby.
I want you, baby.
All my love I gave to you. Now, was there no satisfaction, girl? If that's not the case, then explain your actions. God knows I've been trying to get you back, and I'm not jiving. Just who you hurt. Cause you treated me just like dirt. Lord, everyone
WGN Radio. I'm Rowdy James. Right, so here I was. Yeah, trying to sort through email. Good luck to me on that. And I just realized, oh, wait a minute. I'm on the radio, and I'm having a fine time listening to that record. One of my faves. And then I realized, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's a bumper stumper. All right. Yeah, it is, and here I am. All right. So what that means here is that we've got two questions we're working on. And, of course, our bumper stumper, which you heard more than enough of. No one guessing on the theme? That surprises me. Maybe not knowing the records. And the next one, you're not going to know. If you do, well, I'll be stunned. But the one after that, I'll be stunned if you don't. So we'll see. There's a couple coming up. But the theme, I was hoping for some guesses on that. So 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Do what? So Christine is in Bridgeport. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Or do we talk to Christine? I don't know anymore. Play golf. I think we already covered that. All right, this is bad because I don't... And I know we talked to Mark from Aurora. Hopefully John got that together. And we've got two, by the way, that we're working on. And Karen and medical diseases, we definitely talked about that. All right, I'm clearing lines right and left. We'll get to Herb and Elgin and James on the south side. And now there are lines available for you since I just cleared them. But 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Do what? And if we do this at all, and only 40% of us have done it at one time or another, we do so on average 10 times a minute. Do what 10 times a minute? 888-876-5593. Now, Herb and Elgin, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think, Herb?
Yeah, well, I'm guessing at the tribute. One would be breathing oxygen and air.
Well, no, 100% of us do that. Remember, I'm saying 40% of us have it one time or another. That means 60% of us have never done it. We all breathe.
Okay, the second would be that the men don't file their taxes.
Oh, I love that. I don't think it's right, but it wouldn't surprise me. All right. Good deal.
Okay. I'd like to pass on some other information. I left some information concerning for Jim, okay. And I'm glad that he's able to use that AI.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. He's thrilled.
But I was wondering, is it possible that you could give him my number, and then I could give him some additional information, because I have a men's group that we... in different states that we have a conversation and discuss a different thing, because we all have eye problems.
All right. What I'm going to do, I'm going to put you on hold and give John your phone number, and then I hope Jim is still listening. If he's not, we'll get it to him tomorrow. But if he's listening tonight, he can call in and get it. All right. That's so kind.
Okay.
That's kind of you. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. And also, can you play one song for me?
All right. What you want to hear?
Lean on Me.
Oh, okay. Bill
Withers.
Absolutely. It'll be tomorrow night.
Okay. All right. Thanks
all right.
a lot.
Thanks. Appreciate
good night.
It. All right. Good deal.
All righty.
So we're putting Herb on hold, and we're not losing him. Good. I succeeded. And we'll get to so, Jim, like I say, either I'll give it to you tomorrow night, or if you can call in tonight, we'll get it too. All right. So now, James on the south side. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
I'm glad that Jim's getting some help.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to at least take on the theme, okay? The bumper themes.
Okay.
I'm going to take I am going to say that they're by the same record label, maybe locally, Chess or something like that.
No, that's nice. I like that, but it's not.
Okay, same producer?
Nope.
They all played at a themed concert or something?
Nope.
Okay, they were, one-hit wonders?
Nope.
They were, each one of these had a birthday in May?
Nope.
Okay, I think that's just about it.
By the way, I think some of them were no-hit wonders, but that's beside the point.
Okay, but I said, I figured it's kind of like the guy who shoots his puck from all the way out and basically hopes that somebody tips it in.
Yeah, well, so there you have it.
There's two bad guys not around.
All right.
Okay, let me go to the first one of these questions, the straggler of the two.
All right, if we do this at all, and 40% of us have done it at one time or another, we do it on average 10 times a minute. What is it?
Yawning?
Nope. Everybody yawns.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to say we forget our password on our computer.
Nope.
Ten
times a minute. What kind of program are you working with?
Yeah. Oh well, I said I don't use a computer, so I just said, well, I'll throw that out there. Okay. Besides, it might be dangerous for me to use it. Okay. Anyway, let's see. They forget that they work in the day.
Nope.
Okay. Let's see. Might as well go to the other one because
okay.
I don't think I is. Okay, I'm going to say, I'm thinking they don't invest in stocks and bonds.
Nope.
They don't have extramarital affairs.
Nope.
Of course, that might make them Christians of the Year on that one.
Yeah. Well, of course, and I'm sure that these surveys are, you know, self-answered, so I would assume who'd admit it. So I'd take that with a grain of salt, you know.
Okay, let's see. They don't have any offshore accounts?
Nope.
They don't have any boats or private aircraft.
Nope. I think you've got one. I think you've got one more here.
Okay. They don't have a private chef.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot more than 14% don't, but those are nice guesses. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, I might try one more time, maybe.
Okay, I'll look forward to it. Thanks.
Okay, you have a great day.
You too. All right, so 888-876-5593. And so, Jimmy P. on the South Side is going to give us some requests and also some guesses on the bumpers, either the bumpers or the bumpers theme. What do you know?
Hey, Riley, how you doing? That last bumper's got to be the impressions.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
They sounded just like them.
No. Oh, I'll tell you what, the singer would be very impressed you said that.
Oh, I have the one before that was Sonny and the Ronnie and the Rain and the.
You can do it, Sonny and the.
Sunliners.
Yeah, absolutely. Sonny and the Sunliners. Smile Now, Cry Later, 1966 on Black Whale.
That was it. But this, the impressions had a song, something like the one that you played.
I Want You Back, 1964 on the Jerk label.
That's the one, yeah. And this guy sounded just like the. Anyway, I got a six pack waiting in the background.
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, and then I like to play a slogan too. I'm free.
Okay.
Good. What do you want for us? A six pack?
Yes. Give me the six pack.
I'm going to go for the Wayback Machine.
Oh, good.
Number one, Hey Senorita by the Penguins.
Yeah, of course. Flip side.
You Baby You by the Cleftones.
Oh, okay.
Little Man by the Dandelers.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know who that's for.
Yeah.
That's for Scotty.
Scotty, I know, yeah.
Dreams of Contentment by the Dells.
Yes.
That's four, right?
Yes.
And then I got one here that I heard a couple years ago. My Guardian Angel by the Imaginations.
Okay.
And one that, I don't know if you like these guys, but I do, Easy by the Commodores.
Oh, yeah. I like Zoom better than Easy, but I like Easy.
Yeah, so I like Easy by the, I got a bunch of them written down here, and when I give them to you, I got to scratch them off, or I'll give you a repeat.
Yeah, no, that's good. We'll get all six of them on this week, I promise.
Okay, now give me a slogan if you got one.
Oh, thank heaven for...
Oh, God. Oh, thank heaven for... Oh, God. Oh, thank heaven for...
It rhymes. It rhymes.
Oh, thank heaven for... Oh, God. I'm sorry, Rob.
Oh, man, you're really going to kick yourself. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven,
yep.
When I was working, 7-Eleven was so good for the police. We'd stop in, they'd give us a... They wanted to see the police there, you know, they'd give us
sure.
little coffees and just, God, anyhow, I can't forget about 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Well, we'll do it next week, too, and you'll hear your records this week, and thank you for calling.
Okay, Riley, thank you so much.
All right,
much.
Good
hey,
deal.
Listen, the last six-pack I listened to it, but I haven't had a chance to call you.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you heard them.
All right, Riley, thank you.
Thanks. All right, so 888-876-5593. Oh, Naoto in Japan. We'll do Myers-Briggs, I'm sure. Linda in Richland Park's going to take some guesses. Sherry in Naperville's got some guesses. And, Laura in Willowbrook wants Oklahoma lyrics. Well, all that and more will be coming up because we have more than an hour to go on Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who are they? All right, that's out there, 1963 on Wolfie. I will tell you that the brothers from Canoga Park and Wolfie was a Hollywood label. Yeah, they had four releases. This was one of them, and they all were in 1963. Yeah, I guess it was a short time for Wolfie there. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. So I have... couple questions here and a couple minutes, and then we have another whole hour for this. So I hope you're hanging on there if you don't get on right now. 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Do what? If we do this at all, and 40% of us have done it at one time or another, now remember that means 60% of us have never done it, we do it on average 10 times a minute. Do what? All right, so Christine in Bridgeport is back. So, Christine, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Hi, Raleigh. I have the $100,000. But 10 times a minute, I can't think of that one.
All right, tell me about the $100,000 a year.
I heard golf, so that's not it.
Right.
Use a power tool.
Oh, I like that. I hope that's the case, but I don't know. That's not it.
Okay, then how about use a vacuum cleaner?
Nope.
Wash your own car.
Nope.
Do dry laundry.
Nope. All okay. Good guesses. All good guesses. If you think of more, call me back.
Hey, Riley, I got a knock knock joke for you. Start.
All right, knock knock.
Who's there?
I love it. All right, talk to you later. Night. Yeah, that's right. Yes, no one's sane. That's about all I can tell you. 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. All right, so let's see. Again, I got about a minute and a half. So Linda in Richmond Park. Richmond Park. Hey, Linda, how are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. How are you?
All right, what's happening?
Oh, nothing. I was just sitting here thinking what someone could do 10 times within 1 minute.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think it's when they get the hiccups.
Oh, I love that, but that's not right.
That's not it. Yeah. All right, well, let me give you another guess.
Okay.
A lot of people, they stroke their hair when they comb it in the mirror at least 10 times before, you know, they're done combing it.
Nice answer, but not right.
All right. Well, I guess I can't guess on that one, but I can guess on the one for the 100,000.
What do you think?
The person that makes. All right, I'm gonna base this on my sister's lazy son-in-law.
All right.
Cut grass.
That's not it. I like it though.
Shovel snow.
Nope.
Invite people over without letting their spouse know.
Nope. That would only work once. Mm.
Okay. Okay, well, let me guess now. Let me guess a few more things. Talking bread too much.
Nope.
All right. The other thing is they don't like to exercise.
Nope.
Oh, I guess that's it. I can't think of anything
else.
Well,
if you do, you call me back.
All right, then I'm sorry. I just said my sister's lazy son-in-law. I think that I was just guessing, you
don't,
know.
Don't worry. He's not listening.
Oh, no. He's too busy sleeping right now.
Right, right. Exactly. So you're
okay,
safe.
Okay, then. Well, all right. Well, I thank you for taking my call.
All right. Talk
I'm
to you
listening.
Soon. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so another hour of this, Naoto and Sherry and Laura and you, I hope, on WGN Radio.
I'm still here after telling you so long. Baby, after saying that I'd be gone, now maybe I was just talking out of my head, but baby, if I wasn't, can I take back what I said? 'Cause when I
need someone,
hey baby, you're right here to hold me. When I
need someone,
ooh-wee girl, you're right here to kiss me. When I
want someone,
oh yeah, your love don't resist me. You're here and I'm so glad that I'm
Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 1970 on Twinight. Yeah, Chicago as it gets, and that has nothing to do with the theme whatsoever. But yeah, you should know them. Clifford Curry was in that group. Not the same Clifford Curry as the Beach Music Clifford Curry. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Naoto is in Japan. So Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio. No, we lost Naoto. Oh, but no. Oh, all right. Well, maybe Naoto will call back. I have an MBTI question for him, and there's one line available. But I'm looking at it saying, I wonder if I asked him this already. Well, he may be getting a freebie. All right, Sherry in Naperville's got some guesses, but let me review now. We have two questions at play because I didn't realize we had a straggler. The straggler from last week, which I will reveal at the end of the night tonight if you don't get it. If we do this at all, and 40% of us have done it at one time or another, we do it on average 10 times a minute. Do what? That's one question. Then the other one, the new question, this will be a holdover for next week. It'll be next week's straggler if you don't get it. 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Do what? 888-876-5593. All right, I think we have Naoto back. So, Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I think the connection pretty bad today, so I tried again.
Yeah, well, good. Good. Glad to have you.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not sure if I asked you this before, so it might be a freebie if I did, but there is one Myers-Briggs personality type that is so rare, only 1.5% of the population falls under it. What is it?
Oh, I think you probably asked this to me before.
I think I might have, but do you remember?
Yeah. I would say INFJ.
Absolutely right. INFJ.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because they are considered the not only the rarest, but they're idealists and others. But there are other in terms of close contenders. So the second least common personality type, 1.8% of the population is this. What do you think it is?
ENTJ?
Absolutely right. We have a winner. All right.
I think this is off topic, but I'm planning long touring or motorcycle tomorrow.
Ah. Well, it's interesting that there are five that are pretty much 3% of the population or less. One of them is known as the visionary. And what do you think that is?
Oh, visionary. I would say INTJ?
Nope, ENTP.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay, right. That's
all right. You get to win anyway because you were right. Okay, there's another one that's only 2.5% of the population. And these people are focused on helping others achieve their goals. What do you think they are?
Helping others? I think they're extroverted, please. So,
ENFJ? Yes, absolutely right. All right, well, as usual, we have a winner. All right, good deal. Hang on, don't go away. All right, so yeah, rare types. Very few people fall under those. And so Naoto is a winner as usual. And again, the deal is with Myers-Briggs, there's a lot of controversy because neither of them, Myers or Briggs, it's a mother-daughter deal, were psychologists or psychoanalysts. But they came up with this, it's not really a theory, this 16 different personality types that we all fall under. And what's interesting is it's used widely. It's used by employers. It's used by governments. It is absolutely a widely used metric. Now, is it true? Well, I leave that to you to decide. Like I say, you can argue it until the next century. But Naoto knows his types, that's for sure. All right, so 888-876-5593. Sherry is in Naperville, and I think she's got guesses on both of our questions. So what do you think, Sherry?
Hey, Wally. I wanted to tell you all those bumpers you've been playing with the theme.
Yeah.
They're so lovely.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like them.
I do. So how many guesses do you get on the theme?
You get six on each of the questions. Oh, on the theme?
Oh, you do.
You can have six on anything. I don't care. Go for the theme.
I didn't know. So I'm going to guess. This sounds weird, but they were so lovely. I thought songs played at proms.
Nope. What's next?
Songs
played on the jukebox.
That's good, but no. Next.
All right. Well, it was songs played with a date.
Nope. Keep going.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, that's
for
three.
That category.
That's three.
Okay. Next category is the most expiring one is, I think, 10 times during a minute.
Yeah, right. If we do it at all, and only 40% of us have ever done it at one time or another, we do it on average 10 times a minute. Do what?
Okay. Scratch your nose.
Nope.
All right. 10 times a minute. I had... Oh, crack your knuckles. I told David to remember this.
Nope. Yes.
No. Oh, wow. 10 times a minute. Blow your nose if you do it at all.
Nope.
Oh, because of allergy season. Oh, which I'm suffering from. But, oh, hell in a handbasket. I'm sorry. by the way, you are the epitome of not a doctor I play on TV, but what does endocrine mean?
What does endocrine mean?
Yes, please.
Your endocrine system in your body, it's glandular. What's comprised of the end? It's a network of glands, and they're messengers. They're releasing hormones into the bloodstream to travel to different parts of the bodies and things like that. And there are many different endocrine glands. It influences every cell in your body one way or another. And so, like your thyroid controls your height, your weight, your growth when you're younger, of course, but also your emotions, metabolisms, things like that. So.
And your ability to handle temperatures.
Different things. So you know, your moods, your digestion, your blood sugar control. So like your pancreas and insulin. You know, as far as
Yeah.
The endocrine.
I read this weird article on Weather Channel today that said about the bottled water. If you left it in your car.
Oh, yeah. That absolutely can screw with your hormonal levels. Of course it can.
And they said, not just that, but they said that if it's hot out,
yeah,
and your half a bottle of plastic water bottle is in your car,
right,
don't drink it.
Right, of course not.
No, but a lot of people don't know that.
Well, they should. And, basically, if you're drinking water and you think it's healthy, your best bet is to drink it in a glass bottle. And I'm not a big fan of plastic bottles, period, as far as that goes. And what they were saying on the Weather Channel is they're endocrine disruptors. And so what would it affect?
And six other things.
Right, but I mean, as an endocrine disruptor, it's going to affect the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the thyroid, the adrenal, the testes, the ovaries. Those are the ones.
Well, but so, like, last Christmas, we really didn't have a Christmas. Because people were ill in my family, and my favorite aunt had dissection, resection, this and the other for a problem I want to see. But anyway, I just...
Well, now you know.
So, yes, thank you.
Sure.
All right, so for... what did I guess on already? I guess on, I think, two questions, correct?
So which questions? What are we doing now?
I guess on the theme, I guess on the jukeboxes.
Right, yeah, you did all that. Did you want to try what 14% of men who earn over $100,000 never do a year?
Cut their own nails and go to get their...
That's not it. That's great, though. I love it.
Only strange guess. But can I have an advertising?
Oh, I don't see why not. Let's see what we can do here. Let's pick up the stack and... Oh, all right. We bring good things to life.
Oh, oh,
It's a manufacturer. A big one.
A manufacturer of goods. We bring good things to life.
Huge manufacturer.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
Based in Schenectady.
No, that isn't happening. We bring good things to life. It's from here, the provincial. It's not coffee.
All right. Come up with something and speak directly into your phone.
It's not coffee. I apologize. I was thinking.
It's a manufacturer, and like I say, they're based in Schenectady. They make equipment, among other things. They're huge.
It's not, though.
Give up. It's General Electric.
Oh, thank God. Oh, yeah, David just said it after you said it.
Yeah, General Electric from 1892 on, and I think they incorporated it in Schenectady, but they were headquartered in Boston for a while. But anyway, that's the...
You know what I miss?
What?
My grandfather, you know, you'd pay your electric bill for ComEd, and you would go to the... And this is when they had tubes for TVs and all that that you had to replace. But you would go to the electric store and you would have these little stubs from your electric bill from GE or whatever. And you could buy a light bulb with a coupon from your electric bill.
All right.
For free. I mean, for free.
There you
have
it.
It was like a free thing.
There you have it.
And anyway, I'm so worried about everything in the world today and the economy and
what's
being... Discarded.
Yeah, but don't. That's what we do for 3 hours is make you forget it.
Oh, yes, I understand that. Right. You're wonderful. And thank you, Raleigh, for everything.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon.
You're such a lovely woman.
All right. Talk to you soon. Thanks. Appreciate it, Sherry. All right. So, yeah, GE, actually, the GE we know is defunct at this point. It was, I guess, last year, almost a year ago right now. Sectioned off, GE Aerospace, GE Healthcare, GE Vernova. So yeah, it's no longer what it once was. And well, back in the day, of course, Thomas Edison in East Newark, New Jersey, and Schenectady was where they did dynamos and large electric motors. And then ultimately, yes, they were in Schenectady, but their headquarters in our lifetime was actually Boston. All right, though they were a New York corporation. And there was a New York building, the General Electric building. That was at 570 Lex. Indeed, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. We're going to do lyrics with Fran. That's always a lot of fun. And I believe it's going to be 1966. All right, we got Flintstones trivia with Dave. We've got Don and Beloit, World War II planes, Oklahoma lyrics, got to find those, and Jim in Richmond. All right, so all that and more coming up on WGN Radio. Woo!
Tell me, night what a fool you be.
Night
yes, but it's all over. All over time, so long. Don't mean maybe, so long.
that's a gift as far as I'm concerned. But it fit the theme so well that I had to include it. So who is he? 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. 1955 on specialty. All right, so 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. And we have Fran and Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, Fran?
It's going.
Yeah.
I'm still here, you know.
Right. Yes, right. And still able to dial the phone. All right. Well, very good. We're glad about that.
So.
All right. You want 1966 lyrics.
Yeah.
When I was young, people spoke of immortality. All the things they said were wrong are what I want to be.
Oh, no.
British.
Shoot, I'm going to have to flip to advertising or something.
Oh, my God.
I'm doing too well these days.
Well, here, I'll give you more of the cars and girls are easy to come by in this day of age. Laughing, joking, drinking, smoking till I've spent my wage. When I was young, people spoke of immortality. All the things they said were wrong or what I want to be. And then comes the title. When will it end? When will it end? I find comment about my looks irrelatively. Think I'll go and have some fun, cause it's all for free. I'm not searching for a reason to enjoy myself. Seems it's better done than argued with somebody else.
All that sounds so familiar.
Well, the first word in the title is over. Yeah. Yeah, I hear Gary. I hear Gary in the background. He's absolutely right, by the way.
I didn't hear him.
Oh.
I
okay. Oh
yeah,
man.
I didn't.
Okay. You're ready to just really cringe?
Yes.
Over, under, sideways, down.
Oh, of course. Over, under, sideways, down. Yeah. Wow, I can't believe I got that one wrong. I used to love that song.
Yeah. Well, we'll pick another one next week.
Oh, well, I'll give myself a break. I haven't been feeling well, so.
That's right. Yeah. That's absolutely
right.
That's
my excuse. That's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, yeah, and plus, over, under, sideways, down really does explain the medical establishment. It really does.
It definitely, yeah, that is very true.
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe I'll have to think of another category next week.
Oh, but I love doing lyrics. I'll try to find something easier.
Or I'll try to get myself feeling better, one or the other.
Yeah, well, keep me posted.
Okay, thanks,
Raleigh. All right,
thanks.
All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, okay, I know it. As soon as I played Night Owl, I said, I'm going to have a winner. And with Jimmy P calling back, he knows who that is. Who is it?
That's a gimme. That's the fabulous Tony Allen.
Absolutely right. The most underrated guy in 50s R&B. I'm with you.
I know. When I heard it, I said, yeah, you know, Tony Allen, Night Owl, that's a classic.
Oh, it is. And I just blew the news and just realized this. Oh, well. Yes, it is. Well, you are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah. All right. We'll pick it up right after the news on WGN Radio.
Please won't somebody bring me happy.
Raleigh, James. Okay, so who are those? 1961 on Donna. All right, and what's the theme? Yeah, like I said, very timely theme. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. We've got Laura and her Oklahoma lyrics. So, Laura, welcome back to WGN Radio. Are you still with us, Laura? And I've got Oklahoma lyrics picked right out for you, but you didn't wait. All right, and I don't blame you, but if you want to call back, you can. So let's see if Dave on the north side is still with us. You still there, Dave?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do Flintstones trivia. You want multiple choice, I know, all right?
Sure. Hey, before, can I request some songs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Let me write this down that it's Dave on the north side. All right, now what is it you want to hear?
Well, this one, I'm not sure. I want to hear it. This guy has such a long introduction that it was Andrew Sisters. I think it's called That Little Red Wagon.
Okay.
I think she did it with like Jimmy Mustroom.
Right. I can edit it. I know what you mean by the instrumental opening. All right.
Yeah, like 12 bars, 16 bars in it.
So what else?
Okay. And then I want to hear something really old. I don't know any of the titles from like Ike Turner before he's with Tina.
Absolutely. Yeah. Some of the stuff he did in St. Louis and all that. Yeah. Okay.
Like, like here's some Dirty Blues from like some Down in the Alley.
Okay.
And then I'm thinking it's Joan O'Shea or something like that. I Finally See the Light.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's about it. Okay. I heard my songs last week, and I was getting a good laugh with you were talking with Gary about Open the Door, Richard.
Oh yeah, love that what song.
What was the word? Exasperated?
No. Obnoxicated. He was obnoxicated. Yeah, that, as far as I'm concerned, Louis should have been knighted for obnoxicated.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. It made me laugh. I can request all that for my girl.
Sure. Betty. What is her name?
Betty.
Betty. All right. All right. Betty. As long as you're not Dupree, we can do this. All right. So, all right. You ready?
Yeah.
In the episode Flintstone of Princeton, Fred attends night school and is drafted by the school's coach. What team did Fred and his team have to play against? Was it Bedrock U, Shale U, Quartz U, or Sandstone U?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. That's not the same episode with the quarterback. He takes the credit for the quarterback, Roger.
No, that's this is Flintstone of Princeton while he was at night school. I don't think it's the same episode.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I think I'll guess. Let's see. What were they again?
Bedrock, shale, quartz, or sandstone?
I'm going to go with B. 9 times out of 10, it'd be B. Shale?
It is. Shale U.
Oh, I got lucky.
All right. Good deal. Hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Hey, do you keep track of how many questions you ask me? And
yes.
How many I get
yes. And John makes a list. And eventually, you know, it'll take forever. But you get something for each win, and you get a certificate for each win. The certificate's a lot of fun.
I just wonder how well I'm doing.
I don't know. You'd have to talk to John. I don't know. Hang on. Don't go away. All right,
I try. So. It's hard to talk to John.
All right, so good deal.
He doesn't get to talk to us.
All right, so we'll put Dave on hold. But John keeps a meticulous track of it. Whether he can, off the top of his head, tell him, I don't know. All right, so we have Don and Beloit. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Don.
Hey, big hockey night, but I got on late. Someday, could you play me a really good Otis Rush song, one of his early I Can't Quit You Baby by Otis Rush?
Writing down.
He, by the way, was on Cobra because early Ike was on Cobra, I think, too. Yeah. Ike Turner.
Yep. Okay, Don.
Otis Rush would have been 91 years old a few days ago.
Yeah. But he didn't make it.
Yeah, oh, he's so talented. Oh. I think this guy that makes over 100,000, right? I think these 14%ers, they don't get married?
Nope, it's not that. Keep going.
They don't have a bank account?
Nope, it's not that.
They don't start an IRA?
Nope, not that.
They don't have children?
That's not it either.
They don't set up a will?
That's not it.
They don't buy a house?
Nope. I think you've just gotten your six. Okay.
Okay. I was thinking there was a connection to the miracles early in the evening, but that's there's no connection.
Nope, no miracles.
Are these Los Angeles bands?
Nope, some of them are Chicago, like I've mentioned.
Oh, okay. You know. Well, I would appreciate. I have no idea on your other one. I haven't a clue about your other. But if you could give me a World War II airplane question, that'd be great.
Well, it's sort of that. The American Air Force found a way to help Britain without violating any of their neutrality agreements. And that was by supplying them with planes.
Right.
But they couldn't do it directly, so what'd they do?
Well, the Lend-Lease included a lot of everything, tanks, destroyers. So the are we going Lend-Lease here?
Nope.
Nope.
This is how could they physically supply them with planes without violating selling weapons to a country at war, since this is before the U.S. was in the war, obviously.
Wow, I should know this. I do recall this. This is like, 1939 stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. This is interesting. They were... Do I get a few questions? They were repurposed later. They were sold as civilian and then repurposed later by the British, maybe?
Nope.
They were sold through an intermediary like Canada.
Well, if that were the case, how did it work?
Because
we did not sell them to Canada. We absolutely did not sell them to Canada. But that can be in the equation. You just have to figure it out.
I don't think I know the answer to this one. Sorry.
Well, you're right about Canada. What American pilots did was they flew the planes to the border between Canada and the United States, which is mostly farmland, landed them in the fields and left them there. Then overnight, Canadian pilots would cross down into the States, tow the planes north into Canadian lands. Since there was no fence, wall, or other visual delineation between Canada and the U.S., Canadians could claim that they thought the planes were in Canadian territory, while Americans could claim that they just happened to leave their planes overnight and had no way of knowing they would be stolen.
I vaguely recall this. Okay, well, that thank you so much for a great story. That's great. Great history. Great history question.
Good deal. Talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
see you.
All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, here's a deal. Well, our straggler, turns out, is going away in the next 10 minutes or so. So if you want to work on that, if we do this at all, and 40% of us have done it at one time or another. Now, again, that means 60% of us haven't. If we do it, on average 10 times a minute. Do what? And no, there's no bodily function involved in any sense that you could think of. You'll argue with me later, say, well, that's sort of a bodily function. But no, all the places you're going would not be accurate. Now, a question that will become straggler for next week if you don't get it here in the next few minutes. 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Never do what? 888-876-5593. That's 8888. Raleigh, your final bumper stumper is coming up, and then I reveal the songs and the theme. Yeah, so if you got any thoughts, this is the time to say them out loud on WGN Radio.
May I explain right from the start? We'll be right back.
I've said I'm done. To me you'll be my only one. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, queen of my heart. Here is my heart, do with as you please. Here is the key, open and you'll see. You'll find a love all your own. Here lies your treasure, here lies your throne. No matter what I've said or done, to me you'll be.
Well, that's it. So who are they? What is the theme? And again, timely. Keep that in mind. Timely. All right. So 888-876-5593. 8888-RALEIGH. All right. So we're going to have some stuff here. Let me free a line because I want everybody to get a shot here. We're going to do World War II trivia with Mike in Chicago. We got some guesses from Annette and Carol Stream and also from Beth and Racine. All right. So Annette and Carol Stream, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi.
So what are we working on?
The straggler.
Okay, so if we do this at all, and 40% of us have done it at one time or another, we do it on average 10 times a minute. Do what?
Okay, I'm going to guess grinding one's teeth.
Not like it, but not right.
No. Okay. Yawning?
Nope.
No. Okay, that's all.
Thanks for trying. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. So 888-876-5593. Let's see. That takes us to Beth and Racine. So what do you think, Beth?
Hi. Okay, so I'm calling about, you said the men who make over $100,000 who never do this.
Right.
My
guess
is
14%. Mm-hmm.
14% balance a checkbook?
No, I like that, though.
Okay, well, I don't balance mine either. So.
All right, well,
okay.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
That's all I had. Thank you. All bye-bye.
Right. So that's why they have QuickBooks. All right. So let's see what we've got here with, let's do some World War II trivia with Mike in Chicago. How's it going, Mike?
All right. How are you?
All right. Well, here in the United States, we usually think of World War II beginning in 1939 when Britain and France declared war on Germany. However, the story goes much back beyond that. In fact, it goes all the way back to 1931 when the Empire of Japan invaded what?
China.
No, I need to know. Yeah, you can't. China's big. What? It's a province.
What?
And it's actually a border province between China and Russia.
It began with an N. Nanjing?
Nope. It didn't begin with an N, by the way. But you should know this because it's a fairly common word to us in various forms.
Oh, my goodness. Manchuria.
There you go. We have a winner. That's absolutely right. And, of course, the League of Nations stepped up and said, don't do that, and everybody ignored them. So much for the League of Nations. So that was the deal. And actually, because the League of Nations was utterly powerless, Adolf Hitler took real notice of that. So the games began. So, all right, you know it. You got it right. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. And remember, the prizes are worthless. It takes forever to get something, but eventually you get a certificate and something else you don't want. Hang on. All right. So, tabloid or a DVD or a CD or something you don't want. All right. So, but the certificates are fun when you get them. So, 888-876-5593. Fran in Austin is going to get some bumpers. All right, Fran, what'd you hear?
I'm back.
Yes.
Renee and Renee.
Well, Renee and Ray, so close enough.
I thought it was Renee. Oh, shoot.
Lo mucho te quiero is Renee and Renee. No, this is Renee and Ray.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Queen,
Here,
Queen
I thought
of
I was going to redeem myself. I had that 45.
Okay, yes.
Oh, no, it was on one of my, it was one of my, one of my oldies but goodies.
Yeah, one of
tapes.
The Art LeBeau things. Right, well, it originally came out in 1962 on Donna, and it was Renee and Ray. And before it, the record I played before it, Bring Me Happiness, that was also on Donna the year before, and that was Rosie and Ron, who weren't named Rosie or Ron, of course. But
of course, the only one I definitely would have gotten was Night Owl, but I thought, oh, that's too easy, and I wanted to do my lyrics, but oh, well.
Yeah, yeah, no, Renee and Ray, that's fine, who they actually recorded three or four records, but none of them did anything. And Queen of My Heart, though, Queen of My Heart plays right into the theme. Any idea what the theme is now that you've heard all these records?
No idea whatsoever.
And it's very timely.
I think I thought it even back, you know, when I had the record, I think I thought it was Renee and Renee. So
no, they, like I say, they did Angelique and they did Lo Mucho Te Quiero. Anyway, here's the theme.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Here is
all right.
Now, here, I'll give you the theme. And since you heard all the records and at least recognized many of them, even if you couldn't recall them, this was in honor of Cinco de Mayo today. All were UG Stile records.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because a lot of them that I heard were songs I heard a lot in L.A., you know,
yep.
East L.A. kind of stuff.
Exactly, so. All of them. Yep. All right.
I thought,
thanks.
Oh, because some of what threw me off was when you said Chicago artists.
Well, remember that the East L.A. hits were not necessarily Los Angeles records, not by a long shot.
That's true.
So, yeah. All right. Good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
So, what you heard, if you're wondering, the Romancers is what I opened with, their version of My Heart Cries, and they were an East L.A. group, and it was 1965 on Linda, one of Eddie Davis's labels. Brenda and the Tabulations, that's Philadelphia. The Touch of You, 1969 on Top and Bottom. McKinley Mitchell, that's Chicago, the town I live in, 1962 on Wonderful. The Incredibles, I'll Make It Easy, 1966 on Audio Arts. Sonny and the Sunliners, now we're talking San Antonio, Smile Now, Cry Later, 1966. On Black Whale. It was Don Julian, I Want You Back, as in Don Julian and the Meadowlarks. Yeah, but this was Don Julian, I Want You Back, 1964 on Jerk. It was the Perez Brothers, and they were from Canoga Park. I'm Truly, Truly Yours, 1963 on Wolfie. Notation, Chicago's Own Notations, I'm Still Here, 1970 on Twinight. Tony Allen did Night Owl, 1955 on Specialty. Rosie and Ron, Bring Me Happiness, 1961 on Donna. And Renee and Ray, Queen of My Heart, 1962 on Donna. So that's the bumper stumpers. Now, do I have anybody else looking at James, if he can do it in 30 seconds, because I'm about to reveal the straggler. So, James, I know it's tough for you, but you got 30 seconds.
Okay. I'm going to say, rub the eye.
Nope. Now, remember, we're only interested in 14% of men who earn over 100,000 a year.
Okay.
Well, actually, that's not true. No, we are. Rubs their eye is good. That's the straggler. You're right. So what do we have next? Good. You're doing
okay,
it right.
Okay. Basically, I'm going to say showers.
Nope.
Nope.
And
okay.
That's it. I got to let you go. All right.
Okay.
So here is the deal. If we do this at all, and 40% of us have done it at one time or another, we do it on average of 10 times a minute. Do what? Try our luck on a slot machine. According to the New York Times, the average player starts a new round every 6 seconds. 10 times a minute, they pull that handle. So try our luck on a slot machine. Don't hit me. All right, so 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. That'll be our straggler for next week. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. That's 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. Looking forward to talking to you tomorrow night. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.